Good afternoon. I am Father Steve West of the Parish of St. Barnabas in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to this reflection on the 16th Sunday after Pentecost. We use the readings for proper 20. The readings today, Jonah chapter 3, from verse 10 to chapter 4, verse 11, Psalm 145, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 21 to 30, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. Welcome to Reflections. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, all your people of every time and place have longed to give you the worship that you deserve. We praise you, our King, whose name will be praised forever and ever. You are our Lord, whose greatness will outlast all our generations. We honor you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our minds cannot comprehend you, our thoughts cannot contain you. Our lives are a poor reflection of your holiness, glory, and love. Lord, may our worship declare your mercy. May our praise confess your worth. And may our prayers demonstrate your trustworthiness and love. We pray that the Holy Spirit might lead us to your throne of grace. Amen.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for proper 20, followed by the collect for the feast of St. Matthew, Apostle and Evangelist, which we celebrate tomorrow, the 21st of September, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the witness of your apostle and evangelist, Matthew, to the gospel of your Son, our Savior. And we pray that, after his example, we may, with ready wills and hearts, obey the calling of our Lord to follow him, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Envy versus Generosity. Envy versus Generosity. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 19, a rich man approaches Jesus with a question. Teacher, he asked, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? Matthew 19 verse 17. After a brief interaction, Jesus instructs him to sell everything he owns, give the proceeds to the poor, and then follow him. This was too hard for this rich man. He did not desire eternal life enough to give away all his possessions. His possessions made him who he was. Without them, he believed that he would be a nobody. As he walked away grieving, Jesus comments to his disciples about how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. He said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 19, verse 24. The standards of wealth in the kingdom of God are very different from the standards of wealth in the world. Material things would pass away. Thieves could break in and steal. Worldly treasures can be devalued. The treasures in the kingdom of God cannot be stolen or devalued. Simon Peter, as usual, makes a statement and an inquiry. Look, he said, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have? Matthew 19 verse 27. Jesus assures Peter and the others that when the kingdom of heaven arrives in all its fullness, the disciples will reap their reward. Jesus concludes by saying, many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Jesus goes on to tell them a parable which points to the difference between the response of humankind and God's response. Jesus said, The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning, about 6 a.m., to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them to work in his vineyard. He went out again at 9 o'clock and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again at noon and also at 3 in the afternoon and made the same invitation, promising to pay whatever is right. About 5 o'clock in the afternoon, with just about 1 hour before the end of the working day, the landowner went out again and met a group who complained that no one had hired them. So he invited them to go and work in his vineyard. He made no agreement with them with regard to wages. At the end of the working day, he directed his manager to call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first. Matthew chapter 20, verse 18. Those who were hired at 5 o'clock came, and to their joy, they received the full day's wage. In fact, each of the late hired laborers received the full day's wage. When those who worked all day came, they thought that they would receive more. They forgot that they agreed to work for the usual day's wage, which they received. They grumbled, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." Of course, only now, as they were complaining against the landlord, did they realize that the sun was indeed hot. The landowner responded with patience to one of them. He said, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this lass the same as I give to you." Then he asked two very important questions, which point to the difference between the standards and responses of the world and the standards and responses of God and the kingdom of heaven. The landowner said, "Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" The first laborers responded in a worldly manner, with envy. They felt that the others should not have received the same pay as they received because they did not work a full day. They felt that they should have been treated better, or worse still, they felt that the others were treated too well. Isn't that the same way we behave? Our problem is not that other folks receive blessings from God and we don't, or that they get more or better gifts from God. The problem for us is that they get the same as us, and we are working so hard to be faithful disciples, and they are not. They're not involved in ministry. They're not involved in any church. They don't go out and work for God in the world. In some ways, we believe that others don't deserve the blessings they receive. We think they are less worthy, just plain old sinners. They certainly don't believe to get the same blessings as we get. In fact, we don't understand why they should be blessed at all. We are guilty of the sin of envy, one of the seven deadly sins, together with pride, greed, lust, gluttony, anger, and sloth. They are called deadly sins because they give rise to other sins and further immoral behavior. They place us on the slippery slope of sin. Remember King David, a man after God's own heart. He moved from lust to adultery, to deceit, to attempted murder, and finally to murder. Envy causes us to desire and to be resentful of what others receive from God. Like Jonah, who is angry because God has forgiven the people of Nineveh, even though a short while before God forgave him of his disobedience. We are envious when God's gift of forgiveness is given to others in equal measure. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Jesus asks. God's grace, God's mercy, and God's forgiveness are God's to give away as God sees fit. God gives love to all, the same depth of love, whether God is acknowledged or not. God, in generosity, makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. When we are envious, God is generous. As disciples of Christ, we can overcome the worldly response of envy by striving to live by the Spirit of God rather than by the flesh. In his letter to the Galatians, Paul advises us to live by the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. Included in his list of the works of the flesh is envy. Paul points out that by contrast, the fruit of the Spirit includes generosity, which is the antidote to envy. Galatians 5:19 and 22. Driven by the Holy Spirit, generosity enables us not only to have a desire to help others, but to rejoice with them when they are blessed. As disciples of Christ, God calls us to give ourselves unreservedly to God's service and to trust God for our reward. God is certain to be more generous than we deserve and more generous than we can ever imagine. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we will be able to rejoice for the good fortune of others and not envy them. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we will be able to change from envy, a worldly response, to generosity, a kingdom of heaven response. We are all called to work for God in whatever part of the vineyard we are placed, and in whatever time in life we are called. Jesus reveals that the blessings of the kingdom are not determined by individual performance, but by God's generosity. God's blessings are not earned, they are given. Let us therefore, with the help of the Holy Spirit, put aside envy. Take up in love the mantle of generosity and live by the words of Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 58. Paul writes, "Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and consider our desires. Give us true humility, a meek and quiet spirit, a loving and friendly, a holy and useful manner of life, bearing the burdens of our neighbors, denying ourselves, and studying to the benefit of others, and to please you in all things. Grant us to be righteous in performing promises, loving to our relatives, careful to our charges, to be gentle and easy, to be entreated, slow to anger, and readily prepared for every good work, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God, the Holy Spirit, most loving comforter of the faint-hearted, we beseech you ever to turn that which is evil in us into good, and that which is good into that which is better. Turn our mourning into joy, our wandering feet into the right path, our ignorance into knowledge of your truth, our lukewarmness into zeal, our fear into love, all our material good into a spiritual gift, all our earthly desires into heavenly, all that is transient into that which lasts forever, everything human into that which is divine, everything created and finite into that sovereign and immeasurable good which you yourself are, O our God and Savior. Amen. Grant us, O Lord, to know that which is worth knowing, to love that which is worth loving, to praise that which can bear with praise, to hate what in your sight is unworthy, to prize what to you is precious, and above all, to search out and do what is well-pleasing to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We say the prayer our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. We pray that you will continue to test positive for faith, keep distance from doubt, isolate from fear, and trust God. We wish you a rewarding and spirit-filled week, and we pray that you will continue to obey the regulations and be safe. Blessings.